So once again, we're down here at ARB on Allmuller Street. We're with Lockie. We're getting advice and tips on getting off-road and driving and camping and all that sort of stuff. And Lockie, I was recently out near Laura camping in the school holidays. And one thing I have to do is every second day is it's almost a 1.5, 2 hour return trip into Laura to get ice. We are now standing in front of the ARB fridges. Tell us about these little beauties, which are actually, can I say, stock full of Coronas and Great Northern beers at the moment. Awesome stuff.
What else would you put in them?
That's right.
And it's exactly that. There is probably nothing better than having a beer on ice. Mm. But the one thing that's better than that is not having to go and get it every second day.
Yes.
Once you've set up. So the fridge thing, we say to people, listen, it is an investment, but once you've made that investment, it pays for itself. And it literally pays for itself every day of the week. You can leave it in the car. Fridges these days are very, very efficient. They don't use a lot of power. With the correct battery setup, you can essentially leave it in your car running all the time.
Yep.
I have a fridge in every car that I drive, and you'd be amazed to the point that you will be out on a Sunday doing the shopping, and you'll go, okay, let's just get some groceries now rather than call in because we're going to go to lunch, and we just throw them in the fridge. So the fridge can go in anything. It can go to the weekend soccer. It can go on a camping trip. It can go on the day trip to the dam. Most of our customers will say, well, my fridge never gets turned off. Even if it's not in the car, it's on the back deck as a beer fridge or an extra in the shed. So there's something that you can do with them with everywhere. So
it's also good for tradies too. A couple of my brothers, they have got them in the back of their utes, and they don't have to worry about smoko, you know, going to the local shop. It's all in the fridge. But here's another thing, Davey, which is pretty awesome. Like you were saying, it's good for soccer, it's good for sports, but it's also really good for inside the house if you need an extra fridge.
And there's always that, you know, we're having a barbecue, where are we going to put the pavlova, where are we going to put the extras? So it's really good for that. There is a fridge for everyone in terms of sizes.
Yep.
So there's different sizes, different shapes for different purposes and obviously what you want to carry.
All right, well, come and see Lockie if you are looking for a fridge down here at ARB on Allmuller Street. Good chat, Lockie. Thanks, mate.
Thank you.